So last week we did Peitas, or 2 weeks ago we did Peitas Sif Aleph, at least the Shulchan Aruch itself. We talked about the Gemara, about how we got to the amount of time that we wait. The Shulchan Aruch discusses the idea, at the end the Ramah seems to be leading you along the way that, oh yeah, maybe you have to, you know, just brush your teeth or eat something and then you can have milk right after. Oh, and maybe wait an hour, big deal, you know, fine. And then at the end kind of like throws the big, you know, the big 6 hour deal, you know, nailed. To which the Shach comments something about if you don't wait 6 hours, you well, everyone is knowing that at least anybody sheyesh bo reach Torah, at least anybody who has like a hint of Torah, waits 6 hours. Everybody knows that's the deal, even though it seems to be not much of a basis in halacha.
Dutch.
So you know, the Dutch rely on the Ramah. The Ramah himself waits the 1 hour. Tosas waits 1 hour. You know, the Germans do whatever the Germans do. Maybe the German, you know, it's really, you know, they at least know, like. and that's the story. So there's a few like little things around that we wanted to comment on, and that's what we'll take up tonight. So the first thing is as follows. First of all, how did he get the 6 hour business? I mean, we said that you eat at, you know, you eat at noon and then you eat at Shkia. So Shkia is at six. So if you're eating at noon, well, noon, it means when are you eating the meat? You're eating the meat from noon to, depending on how nice your boss is, noon to 12, you know, noon to 12:30, noon to 1. So the Vilna Gaon points out here, if you look, if you have the Beir Hagra Sif Beis, this is not only the Beir Hagra, others point this out as well, but if you're on pay, if you're in the Shulchan Aruch section, which Bob is not, but if you're in the Shulchan Aruch section, which is the second half of the book, and you look at the Beir Hagra Beis, you got it there.
Okay.
You're good. Okay, wow. Okay, Beir Hagra Beis. Right, you those with the standard Shulchan Aruch have the spot.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So he just points out the Su'udas Shachr Shel Tamar Chacham Hu B'sha Shishis Kamo Shekasav Perek Alav Teshavas. And there's actually a Gemara in Shabbos that says that a Tamar Chacham has their Suda in the 11th hour. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that they have their lunch at 11 o'clock. Why do they have their lunch at 11 o'clock? I don't know. But that's where the idea is. So remember, the whole Chumrah is based on Marizutra saying, if I was to be like my father, right? So obviously his father was a Talmud Chacham. Obviously his father would be listening to the Gemara in Shabbos that says that a person Talmud Chacham should have their meal at the 11 o'clock hour. So he was done with his meal by 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, dinner is at Shkia, dinner is at 6 o'clock. That's where you get the 6 hours from. So 6 hours from the beginning until from the end until the beginning.
Yeah.
Right. So the truth is that is a little bit of a, where do you count the time from is a little bit of a question. Do you count from the beginning? Do you count from the end of when you're eating it? Do you count from the end of when you're benching? So those are three possibilities. The Dugal Miravava. Do you have Dugal Miravava on the page or someplace? Mm-hmm. Probably.
On the right side.
You guys got it?
Where?
The right margin. It's a column.
There you go. Dugal Miravava. So the Dugal Miravava kind of has points on has a little note in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Vilna Gaon, or in the Shach or in the Taz that he kind of points to. And here, this one is on the Shach. This is on Shach Sif Gimel, where the Ran says, we should really do the Ran for the Shach first. The Ran says, Kasav Haran. The Ein Tzarch Shehi Avav Shos Me Osozman Shemasiru Elo Me Achila. If you right, you saw the Shach Sif Gimel. I'm sorry to give you a little bit of whiplash, but the Shach and Sif Gimel makes a comment that until you remove it, what do you mean remove it?
Table.
What does it mean? Right. No. V'imotza Acharkach Baser Shebein Hashinaim Umasiru Tzarch LaDiach Piv. That's what the Ramah says. Right, if you find meat within your teeth, so then after you remove the stuff from your teeth, so you gotta brush your teeth, you gotta clean your teeth out. So the Ran says, wait a second, that's in Ramah land, that's in Tosfos land, where they only do is kinuach and adach, where all they do is wash their mouth out. Says the Ran, what about if you live in you know, Reach HaTorah land now, right, where you're waiting 6 hours, and, you know, you eat your meal, you bench, you're not worrying about it, and 3 hours later, you say, ooh, get that thing out of my mouth, you got a piece of meat that's still stuck in your teeth. So, Gevalt, does that mean I got to wait 6 hours from that point? So says the Ran, no. The Ran says, no. De'ein tzar shehi avav shos me'ilsos man shema siru elo me'achilo. Only from the point that you ate it. V'chaz v'taras chatz kalayin vav din alef tehu adin le'inyan ha'minog bam tanas shah. That till too with the minog of waiting an hour, also you need to only, it's from the time that you ate. So the Dugal Miravava comments, tzarech shehi vav shos, right? Dugal Mir, in the classic edition, you're on the left column. In the modern red edition, you're on the right side, right? It says the ein tzarech shehi vav shos may also. Now, those of us in the traditional version have to go all the way to the next, to kuf tzadi hei. I mean, you skip the right side of the page and go to the left side of the page. Right, and we see the Dugal Miravava on the bottom of the page, where he says, right, Zman v'chule, Mikan mashma, from the Ran it sounds like, L'hadiyah, D'sheish shos haynu misof achila, right, that the 6 hours count from the time that you finish eating, habasar, atachila sudas gvina, until the beginning of the cheese meal. Shari mi dehutzrach lefari she'ein tzarech lahamtin misha hesira, from the very fact that the Ran had to comment that you don't have to count from the time that you remove that extra strand of meat from your teeth. That sounds like, however, from the time that you finish eating, you do have to count. Right? I mean, if you only need to count from the beginning of the meal, the Ran would never have said, oh, if when you take the thing out from your teeth, you don't have to count from that point. Right? Because of course you don't have to count from that point. You count from the beginning of the time you eat. So rather, it's got to be something in the middle. Right, so the Dugal Miravava is pointing out from the time that you finish eating. Right, so if you eat at someone's house, you're eating, and then you finish the chillant, and then they take out dessert, so you don't have to worry about, unless you know whatever, you know, assuming dessert is not fleishik, right? You don't have to count. You don't have to include dessert as within the 6 hours.
Because when does the meal end? The meal ends when that main course before dessert comes out.
Well, here you're making the point that when you finish eating meat, right? When you finish eating the meat.
The issue is meat, not dessert.
Yeah. Right. But it's the point that he's making. Now, we'll see shortly a pretty big chumra on that.
These are clock hours, not rabbinic hours, right?
These are also clock hours, not the... right. Although, the German minhag of the 3 hours, we pointed out how that could have come about, because in Germany it could be that the... Right, from lunch till sunset during December, it's 3 hours. So maybe that's. But yeah, generally we assume that it's clock hours. That's the deal. And so too, it sounds like that's the case from the actual source in the Gemara. So v'amri ana besuda achrina achilna. That it said that I wait for another meal, and the Rambam comments that that's about 6 hours. So vihine lo matzinu me'izamakum lamad haRambam shushay shows. So he says, I don't know where the Rambam got that from. How does he know that from meal to meal is 6 hours? Why is that the case? Right, so v'halecha mishnah perish hadavar demar ukvar sharon. So he learned it out from that case of mar ukvar, right, that we've talked about sharon b'suda achrisa tamar chacham hava v'zman suda shelo b'shash shishis. So he was a tamar chacham, and his suda must have been during the 6th hour, right? Not after the 6th hour, during the 6th hour. The 6th hour is 11 o'clock. V'chein mavush b'veis Yosef chushin mish. Mishpat Sif Hey, actually Simon Hey, actually that's discussing how the day works for Dayanim, right? That's what that's talking about there. So it's like describing the schedule. So the schedule was that they took off at 11 o'clock. That was the time of the break. Avsha Hasma, and some disagree with it. Hainushim Yoshim Medin Yechol La'achar Zman Suda at Sof Shashishes V'Logar Mitan Midi Abal Modim Hasma She'ikerdin Sudas Hubishashishes Mamish. That the Sma, even the Sma would agree that generally people who eat during the 6 hour and came as Man Suda Hibishashishes Misof Hasuda Ada Erev Sheishas. So for the end of the meals, the end of the to 6, and that goes till Sheshel. So he says that's what the Ram, that's how the Ram got his 6 hours from the end of the lunch hour, meaning from 12 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Now, the...
So what is he on?
Who's he? The Gemara Vava? So he's saying 6 hours
no,
from the end.
Himself.
It sounds like he's a 6 hour guy.
Sorry.
Think, right?
Not within the 6 hour.
Oh, so within the
I
six.
Mean, he's yours eight, right?
Right, but my mother's side. but yeah, he's a 6 hour person. The into the 6 hour deal. So you talked about last week that the Rambam writes that like Karov L'Sheisha. So I think is that what's actually quoted here? I don't know the Rambam in front of me.
Kit.
Right, the kit. So they say that what do you mean kit? So the Rambam kind of said like, you know, when you get close to 6 hours, that's enough.
When I was in the Israeli army, lunch was meat, dinner was dairy.
Right.
They didn't always give us 6 hours between lunch and this. So we had a head through 5 hours and 5 minutes.
Right. So they say the same thing about a certain yeshiva. That's a couple hours drive from here. That the same kind of deal. That back in the good old days.
Couple hours drive from here.
Right.
Except for the one that's a couple minutes drive.
A couple hours drive, not. You know, less than. Is that a couple hours?
That's what they say.
Within a couple of hours.
That lunch used to be meat and dinner used to be dairy, and they realized, wait a second, we're less than 6 hours apart. And they said, no, it's 5.5 hours is okay. That's kind of where that idea comes from. The Aruch HaShulchan, so Bob is, whenever we quote a Chumra, Bob always wants to know what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So here the Aruch HaShulchan is the Machmir one. Rachel comes up with the Chumra, where he says that no, if you look in the Gemara, part of the Gemara's idea, Tosfos says that you need a bench. Right? Tosfos' idea was you need to finish eating and bench, and then you go eat your next meal. So Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, well, if that's the case, so the clock doesn't start from the time you finish eating, the clock starts from the time you bench. So that could be, especially if you want to have a Saturday night pizza malafa malka, that could actually play a big nafka meal, right? The Badi HaShulchan here, who is known for his chumras, actually comes out against the Aruch HaShulchan and says one has the right to be made against the Aruch HaShulchan. So, Bob, I'll leave that in your court.
So I think we should go like the Tosfos as soon as you manage.
Okay.
Then you can go on and eat
milk
right away.
Okay. Well,
right away.
all your kids are married, so.
Right.
Then you don't have to worry. So, yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so. Okay, so there is another issue. Oh, the Badi HaShulchan quotes another issue, which actually is an interesting one. So, what happens if. And, I could see this happening once in a while. Is you know it's a long Shabbos afternoon, and now it gets to be 6:30 or so, and we finished eating 12:31, before I go to shul, there's some ice cream in the freezer, So how careful do you have to be that actually 6 hours has passed? So what would your immediate reaction be?
5 hours, 5 minutes.
No, okay, or whatever your time is.
It says 6 hours, it means 6 hours.
So, but what happens if you're not sure? What happens if you're not sure?
You're not sure whether they mean 6 hours?
No, you're not sure whether the time has passed. You don't know what time you finished. Or you were in our shul over Yontif and you don't know what time it is, what's the clock stop. Right, either way.
No, only twice a day.
Either way, you're misupik about whether the requisite time has passed. So what does one do under those situations? What's their immediate? As we who have been learning now for a year and a half, what should our immediate reaction be? Suffolk.
Wait till you're sure. Suffolk
Durabanan Lakula, right? This whole thing is only Din Durabanan, right? The whole thing is a minute to wait longer, right? Really do, right? So everybody about Ra'utva is a Chum, right? The whole thing's a Chum, right? So maybe one has the right to be Makel on this. So that would be my original reaction as well. However, comes the Badi Shulchan quotes from the Yad Yehuda. To be machmir, im nistapik lo, im avru vav shos, the havalei, another concept from Hilchos Yontif, another concept from our past, davar sheyesh lo matirin, And as we talked about, it came up in, it wasn't that long in Hilchos Yontif. It came up in one big siman in Hilchos Yontif that davar sheyesh lo matir, and something that will become mutter, afilu be'elef lo batal. Right? One is required to be machmir on a davar sheyesh lo matir, and because why? It's machlokas why, but. For our purposes, we'll say, because it will be mutter soon anyways. Right? So maybe, so does one really have the right to be makel because it might be in violation of this davar sheyesh lo matir? Yes. You're looking at me.
No, right? No, I was just wondering.
No, no, Bob was looking at me.
You have on whom to be somech.
Well, what?
You have on whom to be somech. Because first of all, you could say, maybe the halach is like the Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Say maybe the halach is like the German if you want to be a more machmir. So it
however,
to me that you have right.
However, the din by davar sheyesh lo matirin is afilu b'sveik sveika lo batal. That even with though that's the din by davar sheyesh lo matirin. That even in the sveik sveika, even with those general rules of psak that we use, davar sheyesh lo matirin is like not just the wild card, but like the draw four in Uno. You know, and therefore it might be a problem. Now some say it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right? What's the classic case of davar sheyesh lo matirin in Hilchos Yontif? Right, the suffix egg. Right, the egg, they were not sure whether it came on Yontif or not, right? So they say, davar sheyesh lo matirin, it'll be mutter in 12 hours anyway, so, you know, chill.
Be patient.
Right, be patient. Right, that's the Rashi, there is a Ran reading, there's a big Ran in the Dharam that gives a different reason for it. That's why I like, you know, let the record show that that I know the Ran. But that's the way we'll use it. We'll say it for now because it'll be winter soon, anyways. So some point out on that there's a tzlach in psachim, also the Noda Behuda, right? The rak achilas muktza havale yesh lamatirin. That it's only muksa that we have this concern of davar sheyesh lo matirin, because the v'makom sheyochlu achshav b'safik iser yochlenu, right? L'machar b'vadai hetter, right? Was this egg today? It's aser. Tomorrow will be mutter, right? He says, but what about moving it? He says, what about moving it? Right? Is moving it? Am I not allowed to move it because of davar sheyesh lo matirin? So he says that might be different. Because with the egg, I'll either eat it today or I'll eat it tomorrow. So eat it tomorrow. But moving it, I can move it today, and I can move it tomorrow, and I can move it the next day, and I can move it the day after that. Right? Don't tell me, it's not a din in the object is going to be here later. The object is, the idea is, it's in the moment. Right? Right now, I want to do it. And yeah, so you tell me I'll do it later. I'll do it later then also. But you're taking it out of my opportunity to do it now. Right, so therefore, so he claims that maybe that's really what the case is of. I don't know if it's 5:30, you know, if it's 5:45 or maybe it's 6 hours. I don't know. So you're going to tell me, well, wait a little bit and you can eat it later. No, I already know I could eat it later. I know I could eat the ice cream later. Right, I want to know if I could eat the cheesecake now. Right, right. Therefore, it's not doesn't really line up with the halachos of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Now he. He plays around back and forth with this for a while. It seems to me that one has the right to be makel in these situations. Assuming one knows that you have the right to, you know, it's a suffix on a suffix on a suffix. Right? If it's a suffix davar sheyesh lo matir, then you probably have the right to rely on some of these dinim, some of the, you know, the other rules of psak that we brought up. But that is the interesting idea of davar sheyesh lo matir. Yes.
So if your freezer just failed, the ice cream won't be around later. Oil or liquid, would that change?
So no, because also the waiting is 6 hours. I mean, the egg is the din of the chetza, right? This is the din of the gavra, right? So you can't tell me like, oh, you could do it later. I could do it later anyway. I mean, so that's that might. You know, I got to think whether it's really a real chetza gavra thing, but that's certainly a distinction that one could possibly make. Okay, so the suffix one should wait. What else did there? Oh, so that's so you have the sleeping business. So I tell you, there's a psalm sofer that quotes this idea of sleeping. I think if you have relatives trace themselves back to Pressburg, you might have the right to rely on it. Otherwise, it's a little it's a little fishy. That somehow sleeping speeds up the clock. So I remember also seeing, although I haven't seen it since, that there's a dark yeshuva that says that sleeping slows down the clock. That you might that on Shavuos night, like there may be a cool, like if you eat meat for dinner, maybe you can have cheesecake before breakfast because like you're up on. I don't know, or maybe the opposite is a net. I don't remember what the story is. They're both Hungarian, so take that or leave it for what it is.
Shmuel once told me, I have absolutely no idea what context this was in, that there is a day that, or there are some people, that if you pass Shkia, you deduct an hour. So if you ate your meat at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Shkia is at 6 o'clock, then you would only wait 5 hours. He didn't say this halacha. He said there is such a thing.
I don't know.
I didn't ask him.
Well, we will see when we get into what's ben yomo and what's eno ben yomo, that there is a big discussion. It's not pashut, but you know, we normally assume ben yomo eno ben yomo is 24 hours, right? That you have to, it's from ace to ace 24 hours. I don't remember what the balance is, but many rishonim say no, it's ace to ace, it's till the next.
Does anybody say that there is a difference whether or not if it's chicken instead of meat? Is chicken itself, is it the Rabbanan?
Yeah, so we don't. Yes, but we don't. I mean, there's the day in the Gemara, the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a machlokas whether you have to worry about chicken at all, right? As the Daf Yomi people know, I think the Gemara also says that one could eat. I don't think we're gonna. I think this didn't make it into the didn't make the cut. But the Gemara does have this line that chicken and fish and milk you could eat ba'api korin. I think the terminology is you could eat it like freely. Like what? What do you mean freely? Like don't. So maybe you don't have to worry about kinua charedach, or you only have to do one or the other. So it's definitely out there in the Gemara. As you look at the full range, but it's pretty much thrown out by the time you get to this era. Okay, I wanted to cover also the reverse and to be the cheese to meat. Oh, right, Adkan. That one. Actually one last halacha, which is more relevant to me than most other people at the table, is how much of this applies to children. Right, the kid's going crazy after 3 hours. I want my ice cream. Not that it should ever happen in our house, but does one have to? How machped does one have to be on these halachos? So there is a chumrah in Hilchos Basu V'Chalav in that there's an idea the Gemara brings up of Timtum Halev, that it can mess up the heart, that it can it's like a spiritual issue. Anything that has to do with eating. So the Gemara tells us in Yevamos towards the end that like a child's not allowed to nurse from a non-Jew, and you have to be nervous that you're going to feed him this and nervous that you're going to feed him that. What's the big deal? It's a tinok, right? It's a baby. There's no mitzvah involved. But no, timtum alev. Right? The Gemara has some kind of terminology like that, and you have to be nervous about that. So we generally assume that applies to deoraisas, not to derabbanans. So you have to worry about the deoraisa dinim, right? They should not eat, a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, right? That's not inappropriate for them to eat, but they, if they eat meat and then you make them, you get, take care of kinuach and adach or something like that. So one, I think, has the right to rely on that. When the kid gets a little bit older, so you have to start being mechanich them. So like Yoshua, so we won't let him just go to the freezer and have some ice cream right after he has meat. I'll have to wait a while until he, and then he can have a little bit later on. So that's the general idea by children. Okay, so meat after cheese. So the if we go back to the beginning, back to the Beis Yosef, Darkei Moshe, etc. So this is in the Darkei Moshe. So. For me, it's on. Oh, I'm in the wrong. All right, so if you take a look at Simon Pei Tes, it's the second. Simon Pei Tes starts on here, and then if you turn the page to here, you're not gonna have, you gotta look up with Mark. Well, this is the Beis Yosef. This is the front half of the book deal. Okay. So Darkei Moshe quotes a story like this: But Mordechai reish parak kol habaser. Right. So you got it, Spark. You got it.
Okay.
Some please.
Pay attention.
Wait, so you're not in the right place. No, this is the Darkei Moshe Arach.
You looking at ours?
Page Nun Zion. Yeah, but turn.
What?
Yeah, but turn the page to the next page where it says Beis B'Mordechai Reish Parakol Habasa. Right, it's on the right side of the page. You got it now. Okay, so Mordechai Reish Parakol Habasa.
We're
good. Joel Schultz.
There's no
on the bottom.
Base. Okay.
We're going to be over there.
One more.
Where it says, B'Mordechai B'Reish Parak Kol HaBasar. So the Mordechai, right? Mordechai, I think, was the Chavrusa of the Rush. Mordechai actually is correctly referred to as Mordechai HaKadosh. The Mordechai died al Kiddush Hashem. That which the Rush was able to survive from, and that which the Maharam Nuremberg was arrested from, the Mordechai actually got killed from. So the Mordechai was pretty important. His work, his farm, his halachic work was actually for a while more popular than that of the Rush. I think it might have only existed in Europe. I think the Rush's Perish al HaGemara, I think, was probably only written when he got to Spain. While the Mordechai in Europe, the Mordechai was learned extensively as being the halachic commentary, right, to the Gemara. So the Mordechai writes, Mordechai Reish Parak Kol HaBasar, Tshuvas Maharam, quotes from the Maharam, so Maharam was his Rebbe, right? Pam Achas Misuda L'Suuda Matzasi Gvina Bein Shinayim, that once between meals he found some cheese between his teeth. Gazarti lahachmir al atzmi, so I made a gezeirah that I will be machbar on myself, bebasar achar gvina, kemo begvina achar basar, that I will be machmir with meat after cheese, similarly to as I am machmir like cheese after meat, uvevasar of ani mekel. Oh, there you go. Bevasar of ani mekel. I'll be mekel from cheese to chicken. So what's he saying? Right? Maram is saying, one time I found cheese in my teeth, and therefore I established for myself a gezeira on me. So, but on the other hand, it's in his tshuvos. On the other hand, he's telling people about it. So, like, when this whole kula gets off, this whole chumra gets off the ground, is in a way telling in whether what the Maram had in mind. The Maram had in mind that, like, this is a good idea. You know, just as I was gozer on myself, this is probably a good idea for most people to do. Or is he saying, this is an example of a personal custom that I personally had that really has no business,
Is this any cheese or is it like the hard cheese?
Hold on a second. Another 100, 200 years or so. So Vizelisho, so I iserva hetera aruch klal men. Right, achal gvina rach. Right, so Isser Hetter is a little bit later. Achal gvina rach kodem sheavru alav shisha chadashim oshar minei chalav mutter lechol baser miyad. Right, so if there he says, if I ate gvina rach, light cheese, soft cheese, before 6 months has passed, or other types of milk or milky things, mutter lechol baser miyad, but osa suda. So then I would be allowed. The cheese. So then I would be allowed to eat meat. If I eat cheese that's aged more than 6 months, gvina hamitolas. Anybody know what gvina hamitolas is? Yeah.
Swiss cheese.
Right. I hope it's Swiss cheese.
It's figurative.
Yeah. Aval pisha ein iser bedaver mikol makom midas chasidus shelo lechol achrov basar ba'usa seuda ketshuva maharam. And then it continues on like this. So he's saying that Maram's chumra was on all cheese, but everybody would certainly agree, or that it's a very good idea to, if you're going to eat hard cheese, that one should wait for tea before one eats meat, just as one after eating meat waits before one eats.
And what drives these differentiations?
So hold on. So let's what drives it? What drives it is that if it's hard, so presume. So that is a good question. Presumably, what's driving it is the same thing that drove the Maharam. The Maharam, the way he's saying it is that the Maharam had a piece of pizza, and he found a piece of pizza with soft cheese in his mouth. 3 hours later, and got nervous and made a chumra on himself forever.
Where do you see that he holds that that's a soft cheese?
You don't. But the Isser V'Hetter is saying the Maharam's chumra on himself was this, but certainly that something that should be applicable to all of us is that if it's hard cheese, you should if it's this aged hard cheese, then one should wait a little bit. What's he basing it on? What he's basing it on is Metzius.
Right. Yeah, one would assume that,
right?
I'm not sure about
the reality.
With the different kinds of cheese, but a hard cheese gets caught more.
Right. He's saying. Look, I'm forgetting who the Isser V'Hetter was. If anyone has a 4G, you can take a quick look. We were discussing this before.
It seems to me he's only talking about hard cheese. Because even he's talking about...
Who, the Isser V'Hetter or the Maharam?
Because he's referring to the Maharam. Sheva lo kshisha v'lesha magbina to Muhammad to la'as. Afa pisha ein Isser V'davar.
Right.
And komakom maminis chasidis. But that's talking about over 6 months cheese or that other stuff.
No, no, no.
No, what?
No, that's it. Afal yimochal gvina yishana la'acha sheva lo kshisha v'lesha magbina to la'as. Afa pisha ein Isser V'davar. Right, minis chasidis.
So that's the minis chasidis of the
Maharam. That is the Maharam, right.
So the Maharam is not talking about soft cheese, he's talking about hard cheese.
Right. So this V'Hetter is quoting this idea of Maram. So in a way, he's limiting it. You're right. So in a way, he's limiting it to say that it only applies to hard cheese. That's what the Maram was speaking about. However, he is also maximizing it and saying that it's not just a din for the Maharam, but it's really a din that it's a midas chasidus that is appropriate for all people to keep. So that's the Ramah quotes here. So now if we take a look now in the Shulchan Aruch,
where should we be looking?
Yeah, so I guess we'll do. We should try to do the whole Shulchan Aruch. So let's go start from Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Beis, where he says very quickly. We'll just read this part quickly. Alchol the Mechaber just says doesn't include this, right? This was all going on in Europe where all the cheese was getting stuck in the teeth, and in Tzvas it was still they were able to keep their mouths clean. It sounds like Alchol Gvina Mutter Lechol Achar of Basar Miyad. He says if one eats cheese, you're allowed to eat meat immediately afterwards. Ovachi Ayin Yadav Shuli Heshum Dover Meagvina Nidav Gvam. As long as you look at your finger, make sure that there's no cheese that's attached to it. Imvu Balaylan. If it's nighttime, Sheinu Yachol Ayinos Meitiv. You're not going to be able to look very well. You should wash them. At Tzarech L'Kanach Piv, you should wipe your mouth out, L'Adichu, and rinse it out. V'Kinuach U'Sheyilos Pas. Right, that you'll have some bread. V'Kanach Po Piv Yafi Yafi, and that will clean up your mouth very well. V'Chein B'Chol Davar She'Yirtzeh Chutz Mikimcha, and anything that you actually want, with the exception of these few things, Chutz Mikimcha, V'Timrei V'Yarka, V'Vishem Nidvakim V'Chanichem. Right, these things, Kimcha. Is what's kimcha? Flour, right, flour. This is actually in the Gemara, right? This is in the Gemara. Flour, dates, and other vegetables, that shouldn't be used, because who's really eating vegetables anyways? No. L'fi sheheim nidvakim b'chanichim. That will get caught, and that's not going to clean it out very well. The mukum lemalam beis habliya karv l'shnayim. That's like the place close to your teeth, above in the roof of your mouth, whatever. That stuff gets caught. You don't want that.
You shouldn't use those things instead.
Those things shouldn't be used instead of bread, right? Those things are used. But ein mekatchim yafa won't clean very well. Ve'achrach yadiach piv b'mayim. You should wash your mouth out of a yain or b'mayim or b'yain with wine or with water. But medvar mur bebaser behema v'chaya. V'alim bo lechol baser of achar gvina. But if you want to eat chicken afterwards, you don't have to worry about it with kinuach nor netila, right? That's what perhaps with that gemara about eating cheese and chicken together, bapikoron is okay, fine. That's the mechaber. Comes the Rama for pretty much everyone here. V'yesh machmirim afilu bebasar achar gvina. There are those that are machmir even for meat after cheese. V'chein noagin. Shekol hagvina kasha, because all, it sounds like all cheese is hard. Oh, sorry, shekol hagvina, that's how you read. Shekol hagvina kasha, ein ochlen acharav filu basar of. That all hard cheese, you shouldn't eat after it, even chicken. Kamo begvina achar basar, just like cheese after meat. V'yesh makilin, there are those that are makil, v'ein limchos, you don't beat them up, rakshi yasu kinoch v'adachim v'tihas yadayim, miu tov v'hachmei. He says, and they only wash their face or whatever, but really, it's best to be machmer. The ideal on this is to be machmer. So,
he even went beyond
the Maram, and it sounds like he even went beyond the Isser v'heter, meaning he's kind of saying, this isn't just a Midas Chasidus, this is Tov L'Hachmir, this is already, he's moving beyond. So there actually are two Makoros to point out. Number one is the Metzias, probably, right? That's probably what was driving this. One other Makor to point out is also found in the Bir Hagra on the previous page, for me in the previous page, probably for most people here, in the Bir Hagra Vav. It quotes from the Zohar. If you notice in the Bir Hagra Vav, it says Vaminog Mihu. It says Benuya al Divrei HaZohar Parshas Mishpatim. The Chol Man Da Ochel Hay Michla Bechada O Beshaita Chada O Besudasa Chada. That if you eat, talking about milk and meat together, at once in 1 hour, or Besuda Chada, or in one meal. So he's, by the way, referring to perhaps what the source is for the Ramah that said to wait an hour. So even that's really based on the Gemara. He says maybe that's based on the Zohar. That you shouldn't eat them in the same hour. So the Zohar isn't distinguishing between whether you're having meat then milk or milk then meat. Right? So perhaps the Zohar is saying, but after you eat cheese, one shouldn't eat. Of course, that also wouldn't distinguish between whether it would be soft cheese or hard cheese. Etc. Anyway, so that's the bottom line. So how do you define what is a hard cheese versus what is a soft cheese?
Why is it even necessary to do that?
Because that's what the Isser v'Heter said. That's the Ramah's Chumrah. The Ramah's Chumrah is only on hard cheese.
Based on what? I mean, it's hard cheese and soft cheese are both gvina, are both chalav.
Right, but the hard cheese will stick to your teeth.
There's no problem with drinking milk. What
kind of
cheese or ice cream? Consistency is more like meat.
Right, now that is his chumrah.
Hard to digest also.
Right, so how do you find this? So the Shach writes, Shach writes in Tesvav Shekol Shagvina Kasha. He says Umin Hastam Im Hi Yeshana Vav Chadashim Chashiva Kasha V'Hachi Yisibataras Chatas. He says the Shach invokes the 6 month rule. The Taz invokes the 6 month rule, or if there are the worms. Again, I'm still not sure what that is referring to. The Shach quotes those that say that the things that you don't really have to worry about it. That he says, if you look at the Shach Yud Zayin, he says Miyu Tov LaHachmir. He quotes Umaharshal, right? Sham Kara Tugger Al Machmirim. I'm not sure what Kara Tugger translates in, but it sounds like it ain't good. Right? He yells and screams Al Machmir on those that are Machmir. Kemoshehu minus, he says that it's terrible. V'amar dafka maharam, it was the maharam who should be machmir, shabam milch shaliyado, because he he had a problem. He, you know, a problem came to him, so therefore he has a problem. Achas hichmer, that he should be machmer. There's no reason to be machmer if you never had a problem. He says, and the Shach says, I don't really think he's right. I think from the Shach it sounds the other way, that the Maram is saying that it happened to me, and therefore everybody should be concerned that it may happen to you as well. So, bottom line is, to try to figure out, there is a... my chaverim from Yeshiva actually wrote an article in the Journal of Contemporary Halacha on the hard cheese thing, where he basically quotes he quotes this idea of the hard cheese, etc. The six-month thing, I'm not sure. You know, some say cheddar, some say cheddar. I think the 6 months is the thing. I only had aged cheese once in my life. And that was, that I recall at least, and that was when, maybe we'll stop.